1. The Paradise Classification of Living Beings. Living beings are classified on Paradise in accordance with inherent and attained relationship to the Paradise deities. During the grand gatherings of the central and superuniverses, those present are often grouped in accordance with origin, those of triune origin or of trinity attainment, those of dual origin, and those of single origin. It is difficult to interpret the Paradise classification of living beings to the mortal mind, but we are authorized to present the following. 1. Triune Origin Beings. Beings created by all three Paradise deities, either as such or as the Trinity, together with the Trinitized core, which designation refers to all groups of Trinitized beings, revealed and unrevealed. A. The Supreme Spirits. 1. The Seven Master Spirits. 2. The Seven Supreme Executives. 3. The Seven Orders of Reflective Spirits. B. The Stationary Sons of the Trinity. 1. Trinitized Secrets of Supremacy. 2. Eternals of Days. 3. Ancients of Days. 4. Perfections of Days. 5. Reasons of Days. 6. Unions of Days. 7. Faithfuls of Days. 8. Perfectors of Wisdom. 9. Divine Counselors. 10. Universal Censors. C. Trinity Origin and Trinitized Beings. 1. Trinity Teacher Sons. 2. Inspired Trinity Spirits. 3. Havana Natives. 4. Paradise Citizens. 5. Unrevealed Trinity Origin Beings. 6. Unrevealed Deity Trinitized Beings. 7. Trinitized Sons of Attainment. 8. Trinitized Sons of Selection. 9. Trinitized Sons of Perfection. 10. Creature Trinitized Sons. 2. Dual Origin Beings. Those of origin in any two of the Paradise deities, or otherwise created by any two beings of direct or indirect descent from the Paradise deities. A. The Descending Orders. 1. Creator Sons. 2. Magisterial Sons. 3. Bright and Morning Stars. 4. Father Melchizedek's. 5. The Melchizedek's. 6. The Verondadek's. 7. The Lanonandek's. 8. Brilliant Evening Stars. 9. The Archangels. 10. Life Carriers. 11. Unrevealed Universe Aids. 12. Unrevealed Sons of God. B. The Stationary Orders. 1. Abundanters. 2. Cessatia. 3. Univitatia. 4. Speranja. 5. Unrevealed Dual Origin Beings. C. The Ascending Orders. 1. Adjuster-Fused Mortals. 2. Sun-Fused Mortals. 3. Spirit-Fused Mortals. 4. Translated Midwayers. 5. Unrevealed Ascenders. 3. Single Origin Beings. Those of origin in any one of the Paradise deities, or otherwise created by any one being of direct or indirect descent from the Paradise deities. A. The Supreme Spirits. 1. Gravity Messengers. 2. The Seven Spirits of the Havana Circuits. 3. The 12-fold Adjutants of the Havana Circuits. 4. The Reflective Image Aids. 5. Universe Mother Spirits. 6. The Sevenfold Adjutant Mind Spirits. 7. Unrevealed Deity Origin Beings. B. The Ascending Orders. 1. Personalized Adjusters. 2. Ascending Material Sons. 3. Evolutionary Seraphim. 4. Evolutionary Cherubim. 5. Unrevealed Ascenders. C. The family of the infinite spirit. 1. Solitary messengers. 2. Universe circuit supervisors. 3. Census directors. 4. Personal aides of the infinite spirit. 5. Associate inspectors. 6. Assigned sentinels. 7. Graduate guides. 8. Pavona servitals. 9. Universal conciliators. 10. Marantia companions. 11. Supernaphim. 12. Sekonaphim. 13. Tertiaphim. 14. Omniaphim. 15. Seraphim. 16. Cherubim and Sanubim. 17. Unrevealed spirit origin beings. 18. The seven supreme power directors. 19. The supreme power centers. 20. The master physical controllers. 21. The Marantia power supervisors. 4. Eventuated transcendental beings. There is to be found on Paradise a vast host of transcendental beings whose origin is not ordinarily disclosed to the universes of time and space until they are settled in light and life. These transcendentalers are neither creators nor creatures. They are the eventuated children of divinity, ultimacy, and eternity. These eventuators are neither finite nor infinite. They are absonite. And absonity is neither infinity nor absoluteness. These uncreated non-creators are ever loyal to the Paradise Trinity and obedient to the ultimate. They are existent on 4 ultimate levels of personality activity and are functional on the 7 levels of the absonite in 12 grand divisions consisting of 1,000 major working groups of 7 classes each. These eventuated beings include the following orders. 1. The Architects of the Master Universe. 2. Transcendental Recorders. 3. Other Transcendentalers. 4. Primary Eventuated Master Force Organizers. 5. Associate Transcendental Master Force Organizers. God as a superperson eventuates. God as a person creates. God as a pre-person fragments. And such an adjuster fragment of himself evolves the spirit soul upon the material and mortal mind in accordance with the free will choosing of the personality which has been bestowed upon such a mortal creature by the parental act of God as a father. 5. Fragmented entities of deity. This order of living existence, originating in the Universal Father, is best typified by the thought adjusters, though these entities are by no means the only fragmentations of the pre-personal reality of the first source and center. The functions of the other-than-adjuster fragments are manifold and little known. Fusion with an adjuster or other such fragment constitutes the creature a father-fused being. The fragmentations of the pre-mind spirit of the third source and center, though hardly comparable to the father fragments, should be here recorded. Such entities differ greatly from adjusters. They do not as such dwell on Spiritington, nor do they as such traverse the mind-gravity circuits. Neither do they indwell mortal creatures during the life in the flesh. They are not pre-personal in the sense that the adjusters are, but such fragments of pre-mind spirit are bestowed upon certain of the surviving mortals, and fusion therewith constitutes them spirit-fused mortals, in contradistinction to adjuster-fused mortals. Still more difficult of description is the individualized spirit of a creator's son, union with which constitutes the creature a son-fused mortal. And there are still other fragmentations of deity. 6. Superpersonal beings. There is a vast host of other-than-personal beings of divine origin and of manifold service in the universe of universes. Certain of these beings are resident on the paradise worlds of the sun. Others, like the superpersonal representatives of the eternal sun, are encountered elsewhere. They are, for the most part, unmentioned in these narratives, and it would be quite futile to attempt their description to personal creatures. 7. Unclassified and unrevealed orders. During the present universe age, it would not be possible to place all beings, personal or otherwise, within classifications pertaining to the present universe age, nor have all such categories been revealed in these narratives. Hence, numerous orders have been omitted from these lists. Consider the following. The Consummator of Universe Destiny. The Qualified Vicegerents of the Ultimate. The Unqualified Supervisors of the Supreme. The Unrevealed Creative Agencies of the Ancients of Days. Majeston of Paradise. The Unnamed Reflectivator Liaisons of Majeston. The Midzonite Orders of the Local Universes. No especial significance need attach to the listing of these orders together, except that none of them appear in the Paradise classification as revealed herein. These are the unclassified few. You have yet to learn of the unrevealed many. There are spirits, spirit entities, spirit presences, personal spirits, prepersonal spirits, superpersonal spirits, spirit existences, spirit personalities, but neither mortal language nor mortal intellect are adequate. We may, however, state that there are no personalities of pure mind. No entity has personality unless he is endowed with it by God, who is spirit. Any mind entity that is not associated with either spiritual or physical energy is not a personality. But in the same sense that there are spirit personalities who have mind, there are mind personalities who have spirit. Majeston and his associates are fairly good illustrations of mind-dominated beings, but there are better illustrations of this type of personality unknown to you. There are even whole unrevealed orders of such mind personalities, but they are always spirit-associated. Certain other unrevealed creatures are what might be termed mindal and physical energy personalities. This type of being is non-responsive to spirit gravity, but is nonetheless a true personality, is within the Father's circuit. These papers do not, cannot, even begin to exhaust the story of the living creatures, creators, eventuators, and still otherwise existent beings who live and worship and serve in the swarming universes of time and in the central universe of eternity. You mortals are persons, hence we can describe beings who are personalized, but how could an absonitized being ever be explained to you?